It's Monday, October 21st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Sarigal Sautbai, a 43-year-old Chinese Muslim, managed to escape from one of the concentration camps where the Chinese are housing and torturing 1 million Uyghur Muslims, reports Haaretz.com. She's been granted asylum by Sweden. Motivated by a desire to fight against the so-called three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism, the communists began arresting the Uyghurs at the end of 2016, in addition to taking DNA samples and absconding their telephone SIM cards. Kidnapped by state officials in the middle of the night with their head covered in a black sack, Sarigal was told she was being taken to a camp to, quote, teach Chinese, end quote. After her head was shaved and she was cramped into a room with 20 others, she found out that her feet would be shackled from then on, even in sleep. If the prisoners did not learn Chinese properly, slept on the wrong side, or refused to sing propaganda songs, they would be tortured in the black room in unmentionable ways. Plus, the guards would often take advantage of young, pretty girl prisoners. The West first heard about the Chinese concentration camps thanks to the investigative work of Adrian Zenz, a German Christian who has tracked a trail of bidding papers, budget plans, and satellite images that show the quiet construction of these torture chambers. Zenz told World Magazine, quote, "I feel very clearly led by God to do this," end quote. The parallels to Nazi Germany are chilling indeed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is facing criticism for talking publicly about what it's like to be a, quote, Christian leader, end quote, in a speech that was then posted to the State Department's website over the weekend, reports the Christian Post. On Friday, Pompeo spoke at the American Association of Christian Counselors World Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. In a speech entitled Being a Christian Leader, he talked about seeking God in prayer.
As believers, we draw on the wisdom of God to help us get it right, to be a force for good in the lives of human beings. Now I know that even having just said that, I know some people in the media will break out the pitchforks when they hear that I ask God for direction in my work. But you should know, as much as I'd like to claim originality, it is not a new idea. I love this quote from President Lincoln. I have been driven many times upon my knees by the overwhelming conviction I had nowhere else to go. And so with that in mind, I want to use my time today to think about what it means to be a Christian leader.
Plus, Secretary of State Pompeo emphasized the importance of gleaning truth from daily Bible reading.
Scripture calls us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so I keep a Bible open on my desk, and I try every morning to try and get in a little bit of time with the book. I need my mind renewed with the truth each day.
Romans 12, verse 2 declares, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." The American Humanist Association said it is, quote, "deeply troubled by Pompeo's advancement of Christian leadership," end quote, and the State Department's promotion of the speech on its homepage. Thanks to the work of U.S. and South Korean authorities, Welcome to Video, a child pornography website run by a 23-year-old South Korean national named Jong Woo Sun, was shut down. Last Thursday, Jesse Liu, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, announced the arrests of 337 child pornographers in 23 states and 11 countries in the takedown of the largest darknet child pornography website ever. Plus, 23 minor victims who were being actively abused by the users of the site were rescued in countries from Spain to England. In our nation's capital, hundreds of sex trafficking survivors are pushing back against a bill that would legalize prostitution, reports the Christian Post. After it was voted down in 2017, D.C. Councilmember David Grosso is once again sponsoring the bill, which would eliminate criminal penalties for selling or buying sex in the district. If passed, the district would become the only U.S. jurisdiction to allow prostitution outside of some counties in Nevada, where about 20 legal brothels exist. 170 people signed up to testify, the majority of whom were opposed to it. On one side, rows of people wore orange stickers that read, "Protect survivors, not buyers." On the other side, activists wore white T-shirts that said, "Sex workers deserve housing, not handcuffs." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 urges that we flee from sexual immorality. Call D.C. Councilmember David Grosso and object to the legalization of prostitution in D.C. 202-724-8105. And finally, in Dr. David Jeremiah's book, Everything You Need, he tells the uplifting story of honesty. Terry Brubaker was driving near Gloversville, New York, when she saw $20, $50, and $100 bills flying into her windshield like confetti. She pulled over and began collecting the money, which amounted to roughly $6,600. Without entertaining the breaking of the Eighth Commandment, Brubaker went straight to the Fulton County Sheriff's Office to turn the money in. She arrived just as the owner of the cash, Kim Steinberg, was filing a report. Kim had accidentally left the money in an envelope on top of her car. Colossians 1 verse 10 counsels us to walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian